See, I can shoot some of these. I taught some of these guys, I think.
Oh, okay, so you can be very authoritative.
Get out.
Yeah. You can remind them some misdeeds, too, huh?
I taught wrong.
Goodbye.
Yaksin Manu, what is your name?
Evelyn Kuchera.
Your age?
77.
And what was your profession? What is your profession?
I'm a housewife, mother, and mainly a teacher.
How many years have you taught here?
41.
41 years, so there are generations of people you taught.
Yes, there are.
How did the school work?
You mean as a teacher?
Yeah, as a teacher.
Well, first I taught in the rural schools, and you know, there would be like 8 grades or 9, the kindergarten. And you just really had to reorganize methods of teaching. They'd all we had one-room schoolrooms, and I'll tell you about the school. Then we had to carry the water in and the wood and coal for the stove. Later on, before I quit teaching out in the country, they had fuel that they used and piped it into the schoolhouse. And then instead of a water bucket, like when I started school, they had fountains, and the kids could press it and drink, and you know, just a big crock. Well, when we taught, you know, classes, we kind of had to organize it so everybody would be sort of teaching, you know, studying the same unit. Supposing we had letter writing, well, for the little folks, they dictated a letter and I put it on the board and they copy it. Well, middle grades would probably be writing a friendly letter and the higher grades would be having business letters. And you always had to kind of combine things so that you could get it all squeezed in. You had so many classes and they would be short classes. You know, probably 15 minutes at the most. And the older kids would help the little ones when I was busy. And it worked out pretty good. They learned from each other quite a bit in the country schools.
So they had to work on their own quite a bit?
Quite a bit. And they grew more independent than, you know, because the teacher couldn't help them all the time.
Sure. And what about the gifted kids? They could really follow then the older?
If they were smaller, they learned, or, you know, they could join in if they really wanted to, but usually they kind of stayed with their own group.
Was the attendance good?
Oh, yeah, they'd come.
Every day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many years would people go usually?
In my time, they went the full 8 years.
Uh-huh. And would they go then on to the high school?
Some, not all, but some did. Probably the majority of them did.
That's what I mean.
At my age, I mean.
Sure. Mm-hmm. What I wanted also to ask you was, how did they get to school?
Mainly walk, and sometimes the parents would bring them in cars. But when I started to school, we walked, always walked. My dad, there was a blizzard and the roads were blocked, he'd walk ahead of us, my sister and I, and me, I should say. And break a track and we'd follow him to school. Then he'd come after school and get us again, walk ahead of us again. I can remember that.
So your parents were farmers?
Mm-hmm.
They farmed around here?
Mm-hmm. Right. I live on the farm where they...
Uh-huh. Oh, how many siblings do you have?
Just one sister, and I had a brother that died when he was 2 weeks old. Mm-hmm.
So you were...
Kind of. Not too many of us.
Was it common, or did people have many children?
Oh, they had bigger families then. Especially prior to that, like my great-grandparents, which were also Ed Pavlik's great-grandfather, they had like 12, I think, or so children. Mm-hmm. Larger families, and some of my aunts and great-aunts, I should say. I only had one aunt, and she didn't have any kids here. And I don't know that much about Dad's family because, like, you know, they're back there in Czech Republic now, I guess.
Yeah.
So I don't know too much about them.
Did they talk about their beginnings here in Nebraska?
Well, Dad came from Czechoslovakia, and he was only 17 years old when he came, so he didn't talk too much about it. He worked as a cabinet maker in Cleveland, where I was born. And then he came here and farmed. So I don't know whether I don't think he knew too much about farming, but he learned. And so I can just remember them already, you know, being on the farm.
Well, how did the farmhouse look
like? Oh, that's interesting. When I was small, first, we lived in a house made of rocks. There's a hillside there. It's all rock, you know. And they just built it in that hillside, and the house was made of rocks. And then there was later on, I guess that's where the first family lived, who lived on the place. And then they enlarged it, you know, used lumber. So there was two rooms and kind of an entryway. And that's where Mom and Dad and my sister and I lived for several, until I was almost in the eighth grade, I guess. Then they built another home.
Did you have a barn or?
Oh, yeah. There was a hog house, you know, and hen house and a barn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what would you do as kids to amuse yourself?
Oh, maybe we argued a lot. Yeah. My sister and I, we just play, you know, mainly it was like with dolls, and we went out in the summertime and made mud pies and stuff like that. And played with the dog and cats, and, you know, being two girls, no boys. It wasn't too, I don't remember much more than just probably Auntie Ioba over the corn crib or something like that. And then my work, we had to gather wood because there were wood stoves at that time, and bring in water at first before we built the other house and then had running water. And that was usually our after school job. Mm-hmm. Help mother a little bit, probably wash the dishes if we had to, you know. So,
when you were a teenager, what amusements did you find around me?
Well, I was just in the grade school. We didn't get to come to town much or anything like that. And then in high school, well, by that time there was a. My dad started a so-called organization here in Verdigris, mm-hmm. and he was a director of that for quite a while, well, till it fell apart. That was 25 years, I think. So we'd go to that, and they had a park out there not too far from our home, and we used to go there on Sundays, and they had some volleyball net, and there was a creek there that we could wade in and stuff like that. But as kids, you know, at school, I don't know, girls didn't have sports like they do now, so there wasn't too much for the girls to do. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't one to go out too much, so it was kind of a quiet life.
Yeah, that's interesting still. What was your education before you became a teacher?
Oh, yeah, well, I went to the country school for 8 years, well, nine. Well, I should tell you, though, when I started a school, it was in that one-room schoolhouse, and there were like 48 kids at that time. And I don't know why they let me come, but I was only 4 years old, and there weren't enough seats, individual desks, you know. So I sat with two eighth-grade girls, and I was in the middle. I could never reach the top to write anything, so I always get on my knees if I wanted to write. And there were three, bigger desks, and we had a big old pot-bellied stove. And if we sat near it, we were cold. If we were away from it, we were freezing. It was quite an experience.
And then you went to high school?
Then I went to high school. Mm-hmm. And there were no buses then, so I stayed in town. I stayed at my mom's uncle's place. It was out of town and still there. As you come in, there's a barn by that bridge before you come into Verdigris. And I walked on the railroad tracks every day to school and come home for the weekends, and Dad would get me in the car. So, high school.
Yeah. And then after high school, did you?
I went a year to Wayne State College, and then I started teaching. And then I'd go back summers to get my 2 year, which I had eventually. And after I was married, I stayed home for 5 years when the kids were little, and then I went back, got my master's, bachelor's, arts, and back to teaching.
Yeah.
talk to.
How many children do you have?
Five.
Five children?
Three girls and two boys.
And you went back to teaching?
Yeah.
That was a bizarre.
Well, they were short of teachers, you know, and
sure.
So there was this homeschool, and I went back. They asked me if I'd teach it. Well, I had to get a, you know, special permit to teach it, providing I would go and get more hours, so I did that. And I taught.
You were busy, huh?
Oh, sort of.
Yeah.
Well, my kids were, you know, close together, the first four. And so that it only took a few years, I could go back to teaching.
Still, we were busy, right?
Yeah. And then I taught a year, and then I went, then Barb was born, so then Francis' mother stayed with her. And I went back the next year and taught, and stayed with it.
You taught then 9 months, a year.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to do something during the summer, or were you even paid?
Not during the summer at those times, no. And the beginning salary, though, well, I got to, I think it was $60 or $80 the first years I taught. Then 10 of that went for room and board, not in the countries. I thought it was a lot of money when I got $300 a year, you know, a month then afterwards. So it was quite a... We think now the teachers think they're underpaid, but I look back and I think, gosh, we were really.
Yeah.
I laughed. I always had to borrow money from my grandpa to go back to school in the summertime.
Did he loan it to
oh,
you?
Oh, yes, he did.
Uh-huh. You had to pay him
when
back.
I gave him the last payment, he got me a nice watch. Yes, I remember that.
That was a neat grandfather.
Mm, yeah, he was.
I wanted also to ask you, do you have any grandchildren now?
Yes, I have 12 and another one on the way.
What?
Twin girls in one family.
What
oldest one is 24. He's going to be going to, he was in the Vietnam War. And last year he was in Kearney, and now he's going to Wayne State. And his sister is also, she just graduated and she's going to go to Wayne. I have a grandson that's going to go to the university. You might see him there, Kutcher, of course. And I had three grandchildren graduating this year. And then the other one lives at Wayne, and he didn't want to go on to school. He'd rather just get a job, so that's what he's going to do, I guess. And the youngest right now is going to be in the third grade. The youngest grandchild.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, what were the community activities that children youngsters used to do when you were growing up?
When I was growing up,
community activities.
Well, we went to this Sokol, you know, that was mm-hmm. activities that revolved around that. And there were barn dances. Like I said, we didn't get away from the farm too much.
Mm-hmm. And your children?
Oh, they were more involved.
They were more?
Yeah, you know, they had more places to go. My children, my oldest daughter is a school teacher, but right now she's just subbing. And I have my older son teaches here at school. He's a counselor and an English teacher and a girls coach. he chose girls, you know. And the other son farms with my land, and he bought a farm next to mine there, so he farms. And middle daughter is at, well, she lives at Wayne. Her husband is a postal clerk down there. She has five children, too, but she's the one with the twins. And the baby is a librarian here at school. She lives at Orchard, though. She's got married recently and lives at Orchard. But she's a school librarian.
That's a nice family you have. What are the activities your grandchildren now have?
Oh, they're mainly sports. Yeah, and music. Some of them, like Ken's, that's my youngest son. The girls take piano and they play in the band. Well, the little one doesn't play in the band yet, but she will eventually. But their boy didn't care for music, so they didn't push him into it. See, they're descendants of the Pavliks, too. My great-grandfather was a Pavlik.
Everybody is related
to Yeah, great-grandpa Pavlik was one of the first Oh, I don't know what you'd say. Settlers here almost. I suppose Ed told you about that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's quite a history. Mm-hmm. What is the merriest or really funny things you could tell me about?
Well, I don't know. We could tell you about things we did that probably people would think weren't so smart. We used to get to, well, for one thing, there were a lot of family gatherings, and there still are. Get the kids together as much as I can. But my aunt raised a lot of chickens, and we'd kind of make a big to-do about when they butchered them, and everybody would come for feathers and, you know, clean them. And it was kind of fun, and she had a lot of family dinners. We would... As when we were kids, mostly we'd go like to the creek, and we couldn't swim, it wasn't deep enough, but we'd have fun splashing around in the water and things like that. There were school picnics that we went to a lot, and some of those barn dances. You just wanted something that was really merry, huh? Well, I like especially when I get all my kids together and then they visit, and seems like they gather in the kitchen, most, and I'm in the other room, and then they'd start telling things they did when I wasn't around. I might have killed them if I'd known what they were doing. So,
what is the saddest kind of period of your life or happening?
Well, I lost my husband 13 years ago. And that was hard. He had cancer. Went to the hospital in January, and in March he was gone. It was in his bronchial tubes, and so they did the surgery, but they just couldn't do anything. So that was kind of, I lived alone out there, you know. And, but I had my school, I went back to teaching right away, and so that helped.
Mohla byste mluvit trochu česky?
No jo, já nevím, jak dobře, ale budu mluvit.
No, budete mluvit, dobře, a na tom nesejde. Co jste normálně jedli, co jste vařili doma?
Maminka vždycky dělala hodně nudlovou polivku a knedlíky a zelí. A pekla koláče a rohlíky a husky. A vždycky jsme měli chleba doma pečený. Co ještě vařila? My jsme měli kachny a husy, that we could butcher, you know. To jsme jedli.
Maminka dělala peřiny?
Oh, jo, jo. Já ještě mám peřinu.
Od maminky?
Jo.
A
když se spím nahoře, na
sině?
Upstairs.
Oh, nahoře, aha, jo.
Tak a nemám tam hýř, ale můžu jít mít, ale nechci. Tak si tam peřinu.
Určitě, že jo. A šili jste si sami šaty, oblečení?
No, maminka šila, jo.
Maminka šila pro vás, pro obě?
Mm-hmm. Hodně.
Nic se nekupovalo?
No jo, kabáty, jo.
Kabáty.
Šelici, jo. Ale šaty většinou ona šila.
Aha. A jakým způsobem maminka a tatínek vydělávali peníze?
Palmařili.
Palmařili. A prodávali teda zrní a...
A většinou dobytek, jenom, a prasata.
Jo.
A kornu, a corn, whatever.
Jo.
To they fed it to the hogs, you know, to the...
Jo. A prodávali potom prasata? Mm-hmm. Prodávali taky vajíčka,
vajíčka, jo.
A mlíko.
A... Jo, smetanu.
A smetanu, jo.
A doma jsme dělali máslo.
Dělali jste máslo doma?
Jo. A maminka dělala nudle vždycky.
A měla máselnici? Doma jste prostě?
Jo.
Jo? Vy jste byli máslo?
Jo.
Kloupili jste máslo?
Jo.
To je práce, co?
Uh-huh.
A prodávali jste taky máslo?
Ne, smetanu.
Jenom smetanu.
A to jsme si jenom nechali pro sebe na máslo.
A doma, pomáhala jste doma? Dojila jste krávy?
Oh, jo.
Musela jste dojít krávy?
Jo. A když jsem se vdala, tak můj muž nebyl farmář. A byl, když byla válka ve Germany.
Tak
měl nějaký, well, it's not přátelé, but
příbuzný?
Friends.
Jo, přátelé, aha.
Byli farmaři, ale on jsem myslel, že by to rád dělal, tak můj tatínek mu prodal jeho farmu, naši farmu. A,
jo.
A tak on se naučil farmaři, ale neviděl, neuměl dojet krávy. Než se mě druhá dcera narodila, tak já jsem porojila krávy a šla jsem do špitálu. A druhý den on musel dojet, tak je porojil.
Jo, takže se to musela naučit
jo.
Rychle, no?
Jo.
Jo. A co jste pěstovali na poli? Jakou jste měli úrodu? Co jste pěstovali?
Jo, oves, oves, kornu. Většinu.
Mm-hmm. Tady všude dělají, že?
No teď mají soy beans taky
jo,
a některý mají wheat.
Jo, obilí, aha. Pěstuješ někdo len tady? Len flax.
Ne.
To jenom v Dakotě, že? Pěstovali Češi. Já se ptám, protože já jsem slyšela, že někdo pěstoval len.
Tady ne.
To horko, že? Na len.
Možná, že jo.
A měla jste zahrádku vlastní? Pěstovala jste vlastní zeleninu?
Jo.
Co jste pěstovala?
Já ještě mám zahrádku.
Máte pořád?
Moc velkou. Brambory, okurky, korna, fizule, hrách, zelí.
Řepu?
Cauliflower, řepa, carrots. Můj tatínek měl jabka, orchard. A cherries, I think of the name. All kinds of things. A lot of grapes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Češi většinou měl taky víno?
A taky dělal víno a pivo.
Dělal víno a pivo, jo. A i během, já nevím, už se možná nepamatujete, ale co během prohibice. Lidi tady pili?
Já myslím, že jo.
Protože já vím, že v Ajově během prohibice všichni si dělali sami pivo.
No, pivo si dělali,
prostě, a někdo psal, že prostě prohibice pro Čecha, to je katastrofa. Že bez piva se nedá žít.
No tatínek moc nepil, ale měl to doma.
Jo, no, že jo, aspoň jedno pivo za týden, že jo.
Já jsem ti to nepovídala, the first place, he was a director of our ZCBJ, secretary for 35 years of the ZCBJ Lodge. So he was very active in that.
Organizoval tady věci.
So I said, you know,
co organizoval například?
Not that, then, God, he was local, he was an organizer, how you say, of ZCBJ, potom ten Sokol organization. Yeah. Ještě potom tady byl nějaký český, I think I had, Czech National Alliance.
Do you belong now to any kind of a group?
Yeah, a group of Czech heritage, whatever.
How often do you get together?
Well, they don't get together very often.
But you are doing quite a bit of work, though.
Yeah, but as far as meetings, well, they, I don't know, I guess I didn't always go, but they usually call and try to come, if it's in the evening, I don't know. Mám mluvit česky, tyko.
Já vím právě, no. Jak často chodíte, dobře. Jak často chodíte.
Do, když mě zavolají, že budou mít meeting, tak většinou přijedu.
A co tady máte? Máte tu ještě zábavy? Třeba přijíždí nějaká kapela, nebo hrajou tady polku, nebo?
Když se někdo vržení, nebo je veselka, tak mají.
Bude tady zítra večer, že?
Jo, zítra večer tady bude bál. To je můj nephew.
Aha, synovec.
Se dává zítra odpoledne. I was thinking of what they do. Oh, Rosemary Vondráček, možná, že s tebou budem mluvit, já nevím. A tak ona má community chorus a ty mají, vždycky mají nějaký entertainment.
Jo, ale co tam dělají například během toho community chorus? Co tam dělají?
Oh. No, zpívají a pak mají, taky mají tanec, někdy polkem, square dance a takový. A taky měla, když měli koláč, dej jeden rok, tak měli Fiddler on the Roof. To bylo really
sami? Hezky. Sami zpívali v tom? Jo. Výborně. Kde, jak dlouho, jak je to dávno, co to udělali?
Oh, já, no, to, možná, že ten Pavlík by mě věděl.
Možná tak přibližně. Před 5 lety, před 15 lety.
Možná.
Máte ještě někdy filmy tady?
Ne, to prodali to.
Víte o tom, že kdybyste měli promítačku, že si můžete objednat filmy od ambasády?
Oh, ne, já nevím.
Já vám tady nechám adresu potom. Dobře. Povězte mi, jak vypadala taková typická česká svatba před 50 lety, dejme tomu? No, před...
Svatba is wedding.
Jo,
Já nemůžu ti povídat moji, protože Clarence přijel na leave a...
On byl na vojně, že?
Jo, a jeden den jsme se vdali a druhý den on odjel. Já říkám, že na honeymoon on jel do Evropy, do Germany a já jsem zůstala doma. Mají v kostele, v katolickém kostele, tam mají hezky, no.
Hezkou svatbu. A sjíždí se celá rodina? A potom slaví a jak slaví většinou doma?
No, tam pod tím kostelem a tady v tom druhém taky mají basement, kuchyni tam a tam většinou mají
hostinu
a taky v tom hale tady, ten TCB, že je hlavně. Tehdy to bude ten bál dneska a hostina taky.
Jo. Jak často tady bývá takový bál?
Jaké lidé mají bál, tak nemoc času. Někdy mají jako nějaký fundraising.
Pro na co například?
Lions Club má, a když někdo má nějaký hardship, tak, tak mají pro něj cancer patients.
Co dělají mladí tady? Odjíždějí či a hodně často? Stěhují se pryč?
Tady není dost práce, když nefarmaři, tak většinou jsou, zůstanou někde, odjedou někam, aby nemu dostanou práci. Některý zůstanou na farmě.
To znamená, když nejsou na farmě, tak musí pryč.
No a některý nechtějí farmaři teď taky. Tak tady není zrovna moc, aby tady děti zůstaly.
Děkuji moc krát.
Sure, I don't know what I helped you much.